Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Gestation period, when nobody's there to applaud you.
Yes. Amen.
Nobody's there to encourage you necessarily. God is there. The presence has to be there before God puts you before the people.
Amen. Amen.
Because going before the people first can destroy you.
Yes.
It can destroy you. Yes, it can.
Amen.
So the presence has to be there. And this is what you practice there. This is why the gestation, no one seems to understand. And not that people aren't trying to understand. No, it's just between you and the Lord.
Amen, amen.
And there are seasons like that, all right, on the pathway to glory.
Amen, amen.
So after gestation, there comes purification. God taught you the administration. Now Joseph's there and Potiphar's wife. Stars I and Joseph.
Amen. Amen.
Here God is training his man of God.
Amen.
And now the devil come.
I
encourage you to read that book of Jasher about that whole story. It's amazing. It's fascinating. Joseph wasn't just a cute guy.
Amen.
It was something on Joseph.
Yes.
Actually, Potiphar's wife got sick about him. She got sick over him. Then she had a banquet, invited all the women in Egypt, and they got messed up. Some of y'all have embraced the king of Sodom, the natural realm. So it's hard for you to fathom what's going on in the spirit realm. It's difficult for you to even see what God has put on you. And you let people talk you out of stuff that God is trying to talk you into. Because it's bigger than you. It's greater than you. God didn't call you to blend in. He didn't call you to just be in the number. He called you to stand out. In the domain that you're in, God is calling you to stand out. It takes a boldness. It takes a courage. It takes a covenant. It takes a commitment to God. And that gestation period is where he works that in you, where your validation and your affirmation come from him.
Amen.
Now, when you come out of that gestation period, now you're not looking necessarily for applause or for everybody to agree with you or for people to just encourage you all the time. Oh, that's wonderful when it comes. But that's not what fuels you. That's not what motivates you. That's not what you are here for. Amen? So gestation. Then we have purification. She cast her eyes on him, and she wanted to lie with him. Now he is being tested. One day he comes in to do his administration, and there she is in the house by himself, they alone. And she cast herself at him, and okay, purification, the test of character. Potiphar's wife tempted Joseph. She tested his integrity.
Yes.
Your self-government will be tested.
Amen.
Just because nobody sees.
Amen.
The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. She tested his integrity, his self-government, his covenant loyalty, and his fear of God.
Amen.
All of that was tested.
Amen.
So if there's no gestation period where there's hidden growth, capacity created in you, like Israel, they had no capacity to go into the promised land. They had Egypt still in them.
Yes.
The wilderness was supposed to work it into them, but they refused it. Could that be why someone may be stuck? Because you've refused to allow God to work in you what he has to work. He's at work. He that hath begun a good work in you will perform it. Amen. Not you. Your part, like I said, there's something new coming toward you that requires you to rest. Your part is to yield, to rest, to say yes to the will of the Lord. No matter how hot it gets in the kitchen. I hear somebody say, well, Lord, I did say yeah, but I wouldn't say yeah to all this here. Purification. Then we have formation. Interesting. Prison ministry. That's where Joseph was formed. The prisons, the school of prison. That's where Joseph learned true leadership. Think about this. You got inmates, criminals. And somehow, because the Lord was with him, the Lord exalted him to number one in the prison. And all the keys were given to Joseph in the prison. So he had to rule over these prisoners. His leadership had to really be honed and formed. He was formed. You know, dealing with prisoners is not like dealing with kindergartners. You understand what I mean? It takes some. I used to work for DJJ, Department of Juvenile Justice. And that's just a level. But I remember I'd go in as a chaplain, and there was one young lady who had tried to choke one of the, it was a little guy. She was big. She's kind of big lady. She tried to choke one of the guys to death. And her name was Jackie. I can say that because her life changed. But when I went in there, I used to have a little old, it was a little closet actually, but it was an office. You know, it was the walls were stone. You know, somebody that worked for, you know what I'm talking about, a little stone office. And they said, we need you to speak to somebody. I said, well, who is it? Jackie. She said, and they told me, I said, what? So I said, well, all right, bring her in. Jackie would come in and cuss. I mean, she had some real anger issues, and she would cuss. I mean, just, and the guards would come in there and say, you want, I said, no, leave alone. She just got, and then after a while, they'd take out, we'd have a conversation, every other word, it was a cuss word, and she'd get loud and stuff, and disrespect, and they'd take out, come in the next day, bring her in again, cussing like a sailor again, loud and, you know, trying to be threatening. You know, all that. You know, the Lord was with me. I ain't gonna fight you. But my point is, at some point in time, when they brought Jackie in, Jackie stopped cussing. Just stopped. I had that happen before. But God just kind of shut her down. That spirit that was in her and on her realized, you know, okay, you ain't getting nowhere with this.
Amen.
Make a long story short. Jackie got saved. Jackie went into some programs up in, I think it was Leesburg, somewhere up there for a year or so. Got out, got married, got children, came back here with her children. Yep, she was over here across the street for a little while, but her life just straightened all out. From that. So see, sometimes the enemy will try to intimidate you. Tell somebody, stand your ground. Stand your ground, because lives are at stake. Lives are in the balance. Amen. And God is counting on you. So formation in the prison. Think about all these rough prisoners in there. He was formed in the prison. His leadership. He learned patience, endurance, stewardship, and dependence upon God. This is a lesson you have to learn. Dependence on God. Not just on your gift. not just on your check that comes in every month.
Amen.
Amen. But dependence upon God. And there he learned that. So formation was taking place, right? He was being formed, fashioned, shaped by God in the prison. Sometimes some things are required of you that cause you to have to be intentional.
Yes. Yes.
Intentional. Think about it. You can't talk to them, some of them prisoners, soft.
Amen.
You got to be demanding. And he was given the keys. Think about them prisoners wanting to give them keys. Hey, Joseph, give them keys up. Think about y'all don't use imagination enough. Think about some of the stuff he had to deal with in the prison there. But God was preparing him as a steward. He was being formed.
Amen.
Toughened. Why? Because there was something God had already finished that he was preparing him for that he had already prepared. See, it may seem like God is being tough on you, but he's prepared you for something great. Not for something cheap and piddly. God's prepared something great for you. So embrace where you're at. Give thanks where you're at. Amen. And it may not feel like it. You may not want to, but start doing it anyway. Lord, I thank you. I don't like this at all. Matter of fact, I hate this, but Lord, I thank you. I thank you anyhow. Develop in me what you need to develop in me. Take me higher than this here. Deliver me from this. Do what you need to do in me. Amen. Because when you get there where he wants you, you got to be the real deal.
Amen.
You can't be an imitation. You can't be faking it till you make it. No, you got to be for real. You got to have it inside and out. You know when someone's fake. When they're faking it. And you know when someone's real. So formation. Then you had activation. Notice he told his dream in the beginning, but in the prison was where his gifting was activated. It was premature when he was 17. And history may have been written different had he not bolstered all that to his brothers. God would have had another way. But now the gift was operating.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.